Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, would you mind undressing?
come in and choose. You won't hear my check. Ooh, you done choose so high. Step to the DJ quick. I told them drop that I'm missing beat. You need a chance to put my hands on you.
Maybe DJ slow it down so I could put my arms around you.
Evening. Good evening, one and all. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Welcome to this installment, number 13, the Honey Dripper 2.0, Touch. Tonight we look forward to presenting you with an amazing and incredible word. Dipped in honey, dripping with erotica, and hoping that you find yourself wanting and waiting for our three features this evening, along with the drip. As you know, you get fair warning before we start any show. We just want you to understand. Please do not present yourself as getting pregnant. We are not responsible for any pregnancies, hurt feelings, side piecery, breakup of relationships, either adding to trysts or threesomes. Your business is your business, and whatever you choose to do with yourself is what you choose for yourself. So if you need to touch yourself or touch your neighbor, say to your neighbor, neighbor, don't have to put these hands or lips or whatever you choose to put on them to make sure that you get consent, because consent is sexy. We do not permit forcing the taking or anything of that sort. Our litigation department will deal with that in short order and short form. So, with that being out the way, let's talk about three of our features before we get to the drip. So, first of all, we have three uber incredible poets. Miss Tony B, from Texas, one of life's erotic poets, Texan born, raised all 44 years of her life there, started writing poetry early in high school, life happened, and now later in adulthood, rekindled that drive and diving into the passion she once had. And she believes all should release the passion that's trapped within them. Let it take you on a journey throughout life. Live passion through erotic experiences. Be free. Then we have Mai K. Nichelle, who resides in Greenville, South Carolina, a naturally shy person. Writing has always been an important part of her life as it allows her an outlet of expression. She began writing sensual poetry in 2020 as a means of exploring all aspects of herself. Let's make sure we put some music on. I'm sorry. Background. That wasn't intentional. That's just what happened. Okay. Although she has always enjoyed poetry, she is new to the poetry scene. In a short time as a poet, she's placed within numeral virtual slams, is a host for the Ain't Right Tribe After Dark open mic, and has a live show called Naked Tongues and Raw Conversations. Please follow her on Instagram at My K Nichelle. That's N-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, you know. My can. Michelle. All right. Crystal Clear is a poet residing in Southeast Texas by way of Portland, Oregon. She's been writing poetry for over 20 years and performing spoken word for 17. She's married with three children, and she can write many genres of poetry, but erotica is her favorite. As of yet, she has published two books, but she's currently working on her first one. In her spare time, she loves traveling, gardening, posting on social media, and her life's mission is to encourage, uplift, and empower women. All right? So that being said, give me some background. We're going to open up the mics because here we open mics. And as long as you keep your background quiet, we let you rock. So let's begin. We're going to open our mics, and I'm going to go to one of my best friends in the entire world. My favorite, one of my favorite Philly Jones and Todd Purse, my right hand, my partner, Mrs. La Pearl La Negra.
Hey.
Ooh, hey, what's going on?
Got me. It's all good. You got it. You got it, King Drip.
I'm trying to lay the tracks down because you know what it is. It's water shoe time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's water shoe ready.
Side piecery, really?
Side piecery, that's right. I said it.
Yeah.
I said it, and I meant it. And I meant it. Unless you're participating in, you know, and more than one, you know, that's your business. That's your business. All right, so let's move on. We're going to get one of our features coming in right now from Texas, from Grace in Texas. Crystal Clear, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
How are you? What's going on? Now, first of all, right, I have to say that I enjoy her social media posts. And what really caught me out there is that Poet Khan, who's one of my favorite people in the world, they did this whole thing with the freeze come out at night, and I was just stuck. I must have watched that video like 20 times because, number one, you got to have a healthy respect for Houdini to know the song. Two, to sing it and dress like it, and then not only nail it, but the both of them nail it at the same time. Crazy. What's a special treat? Christopher, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm in good form. Like, it's about to go down. I already know. I'm
yep.
getting worried about it. I'm just going to be laying tracks on them in between, make sure that happens. But we're going to return to you because we got to get all these people in here. Because there's a lot of people. So we're going to get all these people in here that got their hands up. Make sure that if you're participating, you must put your hand up. If you do not put your hand up, that's how you press one. That's how you put your, that's how I see you. So in the thing,
okay.
In the studio. So, all right, so I'm going to go to you to area code 917 because I don't know who this is, but we're going to ask. Area code 917, who may I ask to speak? Area code 917.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, brother. I realize now what that Preston 1 meant. I wasn't ready to read tonight. I'm just here to listen.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'll put you back in the queue. No worry. What's your name?
All right. Yeah, thank you, brother.
He didn't want everybody to know his name. Okay, that's cool. We ain't mad. We're not mad. All right, we're going to go to area code 513. Master speaking. Area code 513.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, area code 513. Yes, can you hear us? Area code 513.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you Patricia?
I will say like the gentleman, request said to press one, but I'm not. I am not shy, so I can definitely give you something off the dome, if that's okay.
Okay. Well, what we're gonna do is we come to the open mic portion. Then that's when we'll activate you. We're gonna talk to our feature first, but we're labeling
Absolutely.
People that we didn't label because. So what is your name?
I'm Gifted.
Gifted? Okay.
Hello?
All
yes.
right, Gifted. I got you. And okay. we're gonna put you back in the queue unless you wanna stay with your mic open.
No. Put me back in the queue so I can chew my salad.
So you can chew your salad, okay. All right, Lisa Lips, are you there?
I am here.
All right, so we got you. Our great state of Virginia, very beautiful, very illustrious Lisa Liv, all right? So I got you, Honey Dripper. You just watch what she do. Just watch what she do. All right, so now we're going to go to My K Michelle. Are you there?
I am here.
All right. All righty then.
How are you?
It's a beautiful day. I'm extremely excited and happy and ready to go. And it's going to be gangbusters. It's going to be fun. We're going to rock.
Yes, it is.
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right. So we're going to keep adding the people in, and then we're going to run. We're going to start as soon as I get through these next couple people, and we're going to go. Now, this number I know. Excuse me, madame, is this you? You're not going to answer any questions? You're just going to be quiet?
It just said, madame. You didn't say who?
Rare Epiphany.
It could have been another madame from some other area code. I didn't hear 404 shorty.
Okay, 404 shorty, are you good? Are you ready? Are we rocking?
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready, and I'm always rocking, baby.
All right, and that's what I'm talking about. All right, so I'm going to move on. I'm going to go over here to area code 980.
Peace, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who master speaking?
You're talking to Mr. Witch. I'm here to support the artist. I'm here to show some love, and I'm definitely here for the open mic portion as well.
That's what's up. I'm glad you came through.
All right. I told you I was coming, right, King, so I appreciate you.
Nah, you did. You told me to watch where I was putting my honey, too, but, you know.
yeah, you was dripping on my baby. I can't have it. I can't have that. But
listen,
I still got
listen,
love for you,
I,
and
you know,
I respect the fact that I respect
huh?
your drawback. Hey, man, it's dangerous out here. It's dangerous. I'm telling you, I don't see brothers get attacked for worse. I mean, for less, excuse me, for less. But, you know, I come in peace. I come with all love, man. I really did that out of breaking the ice. You feel me?
Nah, brother, don't even worry about it. We're going to rock. We're going to rock. So don't even worry
That's
about
what's
it.
Up.
I got you in the open mic portion. We're going to move over to area code 210. And ask who this is. Area code 210, who master speaking?
Hey, it's Honest H2OP. Peace, everyone.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, Mahali, how you doing?
Hey,
what's
up? Uh-oh. Oh, this is beautiful. This is dope. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
All right,
so it's officially a party.
All right, and then I'm opening up Miss Tony B. If it's loud in the background, I'm going to need you. You can hear everything in the background. Hello? Whoever's got that noise in the background, we're going to have a mute. Hey, Miss Tony B, how are you?
I'm well. How is it going with you?
It happens to be in fine form. Thank you very much. We're about to get started. Before we get into everything else that we're going to talk to everybody, I want to ask the features, Crystal Clear, Ms. Tony B, and, of course, Mike and Michelle. I'm going to ask you a few questions before we get into this thing and let you guys do what you do. What is your why for a lot of poetry? Like, what is the most attractive thing about writing? What does it do for you?
Can't believe you're touching me like the way you're touching me. Erotic poetry, what does it do to me? Well, it releases a fire within something that is trapped and has been trapped inside, and getting to put that to paper allows it to escape my mind into some form of freedom, in the form of erotica, which is not always welcomed. So having a platform to release that energy is nice. but it does something to me. It ignites a fire.
All right, that's what's up. Mike and Michelle, how about you?
For me, it is also just a form of release and a form of freedom to be able to express and explore different parts of myself. Things that at one point in time you would have never heard me say. Yes, the thoughts were always there, but you have never heard me actually say those things. So to learn to have that freedom. And it also is encouraging to me to know that me being free allows other people to be free as well. So I am writing erotic / sensual poetry is something that I enjoy doing. I think it's important. I think it's needed, and it's fun. It's fun, fun and free. So that's what it does to me.
Oh, that's what's up. Crystal clear. Same question for you.
Let's see. I think it is a confidence builder. It allows me the opportunity to verbally fuck my audience. I hope that it encourages people to go home and get it on. That's why I like writing erotic poetry.
Ooh. All right, so let me ask you this, and I'm gonna cycle back through, but starting with you. What has someone told you that your erotic poem has done to them? Like, what was the tangible effect that you've seen or heard from you performing that has done to someone else?
Well, I personally know that people get excited and go home and either pleasure themselves or they pleasure someone else. Even before I got out of a building, people have told me that I have inspired them and that they appreciate me because I'm able to say the things that they aren't. And so they basically live through my words.
Okay. Mike and Michelle, how about you?
Can you repeat that question one more time?
Okay. What has one of your poems had an effect on someone else? What was the result of it? When you spit a poem, said a poem, what did it do to someone else? What was the effect?
People seem to enjoy the pieces. I would say they enjoy them in their own way, I hope. I think it, most of all, I would say it probably gives people a good smile to hear someone kind of shy share something kind of erotic. So, yes, I hope more than anything they leave with a smile.
They had a smile?
Yes, they, yes.
Okay.
Leave with a smile.
They left with, okay, all right. As long as they left with a smile, then it's good. We're going to go over to Ms. Tony B. What was the effect that you had?
The effect that I had? Well, I've made a few laughs. Aroused a few and got a few in the mood. That's what my poetry made them do.
All right, now that's what's up. All right, so I'm going to have another round of questions, but we're going to get into this poetry thing real quick. So we're going to start with our features. And, of course, we're leaving the mics open so you can give them live-time responses that will help out and everything else that's going on. And we're going to get started. So, Crystal Clear,
are you
going to
put me up first? Oh, I'm always ready.
Yeah. wait, hold on for a second. I'm always ready. All right. We're going to wait till after the first round, and we're going to let people just say what they're going to say because, you know, we're a little free around here with our words during the Honey Trip podcast,
okay.
Of course. So, yes, however you feel like you feel when you feel, the mic is yours.
All righty. So I would like to share a piece called Appetite. When you walk in the door, I'll be ass up on the bed. You said that you were hungry. Baby, I'm trying to get you fed. Lean over and kiss it. Rub your lips all over my shit. My pussy is quickly warming up, but boy, I'm trying to get lit. Lick that pussy. Show me the hunger. Get messy like you are a hog. Tongue that pussy. Delve that pussy. Lap it up like you are a dog. Grab these baby-carrying hips. Make my old back dip. Nibble on my puffy lips. Don't be afraid to take a few sips. I can feel my anxious clit swelling. It yearns to be released. I have never been a squirter, but my cream will provide a feast. Go on and stand up behind me. Give me your three-finger special. Open me up for your girthy member. Get it ready to be your cum vessel. I know that I could take four fingers, but it just feels better when you leave out one. Give me the three-finger special, three in the cat, and the ass gets the thumb. There's that gushy sound that I adore. That means that that pussy is prime. Since you're so hungry, whip out that dick. Bae, it's busting that time. Jam that dick inside my cat. I want to see what it's hitting for. Hit it hard. Don't play with me. I'm trying to fall onto the floor. Don't tell me that you are hungry, then act like I'm giving you a snack. Boy, you better stand up in this. You better blow out my fucking back. There you go. You stroking it good. I'm about to nut on this dick. Let me do that New Orleans bounce. I know that'll do the trick. As I start coming and gripping on you, your dick begins to throb. I feel that cum being released in me, and I know that I've done my job. No longer are you hungry. I have fed that appetite. But you are going to need some water for that second round later tonight. In peace.
She just come from the door with the Francisco Javi in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No. Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I don't have no head for it, but I'm ready to throw my leg up on top.
Love it. You started out with, every you walk in the door, I'm going to be laying right there.
Oh, yes. No.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
Just for the record, just a little bit of thing. If you are under the age of 21, take your ass on out the room. This is not for you. If you need to listen, you might want to learn something. But, you know, carry your ass on. You ain't supposed to be here. Ask your mama.
At all.
You know. So, you are easily offended. If you literally are feeling some kind of way and you're crossing your legs, you're so excited. You're about to learn something. It's going to be good for you. I'm going to excite you. But for everybody else, if they're scared, then, you know, it's okay. If you got off, we don't mind. But for everybody else, that's the shit. Flowers, crystal clear. You're filthy. You're dirty. And we like it. All right. So, Flowers. Here's
Yeah.
Matter of fact, no.
Yeah.
No, let's change it to roses. Roses. Anybody got a rose? Put it on the clip.
It is so clear why she does what she does. Oh my God.
Okay.
Yes, direct with the words.
I love it.
That's what I call on the love phone. Delicious. That was absolutely delicious.
All right.
Yeah.
just came in the door with it. Just came in the door with it. Okay.
That's right.
That being said, she's like, that's right. Get it up. Let's go. Anyway, we're going to go over to my K. Michelle. The mic is yours.
I will start off with a piece called Brother May I. May I ask you a question? You see, I'm really shy, and I can't believe that I'm actually saying this, but I wanted to know if you would be my muse for a poem that I need to write. I promise that I won't hurt, demean, or disrespect you in any way. And you know what? Honestly, my purpose is actually twofold: to watch your soul heal, even if it's, I promise that only my eyes will see the aura of your forgotten, fragile soul. You are safe with me. Now, before I do anything, I will ask, so for starters, brother, may I watch you slowly remove your clothes. I want you completely naked from your crown all the way down to your toes. Brother, may I gently touch your hand and gaze into your eyes. In your eyes, I see everything that you need. Open up to me. Speak to me without even saying a word. Brother, may I be your river of relief for your stoically frozen tears. From the headwater to the delta, may I cradle the embryo of broken civilization and your fears. In my loving hands, may I nurture your kingly nature to match God's heavenly plan. Brother, may I light some incense and candles and bathe you in pure springs filled with the freshest of living water. Brother, may I just adore you. I don't know if anyone has ever told you, but the rich tone of your skin alone makes my vulva rise. The span of your shoulders brings safety and protection. Being held in your arms brings such pure elation. The essential dreams that you carry and fight so hard to see are the foundation for a future seed. Brother, I feed off the radiance of your chocolate sun. I glow in the rays of the vibration of your tone, and I submit to the way that you stand straight as the face of the target providing a nation with hope. The weight that you mysteriously carry is a sight that strengthens humanity. You are the picture of society's utopian warrior. And the divine, the creation of your structure is beyond the greatest masterpiece. And my God, your smile, it melts even the hardest of glaciers. And your unique swag, yes, it is so sensuously sexy. Brother, you, yes, you are like a god. I could go on forever, but it is wrong. May I dry you off and massage you from head to toe, releasing all of your stress and relaxing all of your daily dread until you worry no more. Brother, may I tease your mind with sounds of erotic poetry as I stroke your shaft, then blow your brain into complete ecstasy. May I watch you righteously explode over and over and over again. Brother, I now invite you to lay on my chest. Brother, I invite you, my muse. Thank you.
Listen.
Nothing. No.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm telling you.
Listen.
I want to invite you, yes.
She said, head to toe. Jesus.
Yes, that part.
It ain't nothing like the appreciation for a brother and the love and everything he brings. It makes you want to go, you know, you want to rub your soul up against his soul and just.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
Lord. Yes, that was so,
we just
added.
Yes.
That was deep.
Yes.
Man,
really deep.
I feel like literally someone took my clothes off and I didn't even ask them to. They just took me bread. I don't know what happened. First I came in, I got, it was like, give me some. I was like, okay, I got you. This was like, oh, you just got taken off. You just, I'm naked. What happened? Like, what happened? I was naked. Something went on. I don't know. You're like, you are right.
It just happened.
Later.
It just happened.
Just let it happen.
I appreciate you.
All right, y'all cue up. Okay, so this is, all right, so it's Tony B. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, so the mic is yours.
This piece is Something Happened to Me. When I hear him speak, the way those words, smooth velvet, gracefully yet powerfully escape the confines of his mind. Something happens to me when those words fall upon my senses. The electricity that forms and travels throughout my erogenous zone brings my body to a complete halt in my own thoughts. Something happens to me when his words take me on a journey, elevating my mind to a higher plane. Something happens to me when he speaks to my mind, rocks my body before a single touch is laid. Something happens to me when my body yearns for his touch. The way he gently pulls my hair from the back while his strong, warm hands glide down my back like unexplored lands. The way his hands seem to caress my body sends sexual sensations racing, creating a wet, tasty nectar of pleasure within. Blinded passion all over me captivates. Something happens to me when I feel his soft, firm kisses upon my neck, the tantalizing licks across my labia, adding to the weakness that forms throughout my body. Something happens to me when his intelligence, yeah, speaks to my body. That's my piece.
His intelligence.
Wait.
Can we get that last line?
Wow.
Please.
Wow. To my body.
Oh.
Something happened.
Oh. Y'all going in strong tonight. Oh, my.
Cool.
My.
Mm-hmm. Gratitude.
Love that. Something happened to us all when we read that. So.
Okay.
I can
leave y'all with that.
So, I guess welcome to the extra moist edition of
extra moist
of the it's a little bit moist. It's a lot of moisture around here. It's a little wet. The floors are slick. Please bring your water shoes out. This is about the time. All right. So to the feature, to all three of you. All right. So I'm asked this last question, and it's not the last question, but one of the last questions. So before we go into the open mic. Do you believe that your erotic poetry has a feel to it? Is there a particular thing that makes it has a particular feel? Like when you say it, do you experience a visceral or a body reaction, or do you cause it for other people? You know, is there a feel to your erotic poetry?
Well, this is Tony B, and I could say for me, when I write erotic poetry, I want to say butterflies. I guess that would be the word. Maybe fire, something burning inside. Like I want to express on paper how I feel within, and I want to relay that to the reader or the listener, my emotion, how I feel when I present my piece. I want to take them on a different journey, more cosmic. That's where I want to take my listeners and readers, because that's where I go, is on a journey.
Beautiful. And how about you, my Kay Michelle?
I would say that I want the readers to feel sexy. I want them to know that it's okay to express yourself sexually, sensually, erotically, whatever way you need to. So I'm hoping that through me expressing myself that way, that they can feel loved and wanted and desired and sexy. And yeah, I hope that it makes a connection for them with their significant other, you know, whoever they, you know, whatever they do. But yeah, I'm hoping that it makes the connections where they feel sexy within themselves.
Great. Crystal clear. How about you?
Oh, well, my poetry is mixed with, you know, sensuality, humor, and a bit of sassiness. But it's also brash. My hope is that I lay you down, get you excited, and that you still feel the thrust. That's what I want you to feel, the thrust.
Hmm. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Woo!
Yeah. Everybody's like, y'all want you to feel. No, I want you to feel this thrust. Take it, peel.
Right. That's right. Take it. Yeah.
But then again, I had a great joke going with Crystal Clear, because she's like, yo, she's like, oh, you just gonna put it in? I said, KY Jelly everything. Bad joke.
Yo.
All right, so to the features. All right, we're gonna get into this open mic portion. Right, we're gonna run through. All right, so what we'll do is, because we have a lot of people. So what we're going to do is, what I'm going to do, what I think is going to be great, is we'll do three people, and then we'll do a feature, and another three people, and then another feature. And that way we can mix it up and make it work. Are you guys in agreement, or would you like to do something else?
Right on.
That's great.
I'm down with that.
Sounds like it's playing.
All right. We got a lot of people. tonight. Y'all done brought the whole neighborhood out with you. But the whole neighborhood with you. Everybody came out. Everybody's like, oh. I was like, oh. So this is so all women features Women's History Month. I said I wasn't trying to say nothing, but yeah, pretty much that's what we're gonna do. Anyway, we're gonna start with my favorite movie, with my partner's crime, Honey Dripper. The Pearl of Negra. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Called Apology Accepted. She hated being distant. So after simmering down from an argument, she walked in the room over to the back of the chair he's sitting in. He gently places a hand on his shoulder and the other on his cheek, leans in and says, I'm sorry, baby. Can we kiss and make up? While placing soft kisses on his neck. The kisses always sent a warm haze through him, and his passion would always take over. He took her hand as he stood up to turn and face her. He directed her around the chair close into his body, staring in her eyes for a bit before grabbing and lifting her legs so he could slide inside his heaven. Her pussy always felt like home. Still staring at her eyes rolled back with a moan, calling out, as he entered her with slow, deep breath, did her other leg, and she started her ride right in sync with his rhythm. Never missing a beat, he walks into the bathroom, reaching into the shower, her favorite place to make love. Fumbling for the knob to turn on the water, she stops her ride, sliding down off him, and kneels, pulling him in her mouth as he still fumbles to adjust the water temperature. He starts moaning and fucking her face. Her mouth is always juicy and ready for him, and he knew she was his. He was ready to bust, but not before she got hers, so he pulled away, took her hand, and said, "Come on, baby." She stepped in under the water, turning to face it behind her, dick still rock hard, pressing his body against her back and grinding on her ass, sliding her hair over to kiss and suck on her neck while reaching his hand around to play with her nipple, and using the other one to press that love button. He could feel the silky wetness sliding his fingers inside and could tell she was about to release. But he quickly removed his fingers as his voice deepened, telling her, "Come on, turn around, baby." He was kissing her body and kneeling until his lips greeted hers. He moaned and smacked and slurped as he spread her lips and began to feast. Didn't take long before she was gushing in his mouth and all. Now he wanted to be inside her again. So he stood up, slowly moved her back against the shower wall, this time lifting her to wrap both legs around him. Slow, long strokes, passionate kissing, and combined moans of ecstasy filled the air. When he finished, he put her hand gently on her face and said, "Apology accepted." And that's her piece.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
All right.
Sexy, all that.
Yes.
The flow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She was just trying to apologize. That's all.
Yeah. I'll take an apology like that anytime. Anyway. this is yeah. So y'all give it up for La Perla Negra. On the drip. All right. So
yes.
So we gonna move on to Gifted. Hopefully she's ready because she was eating salad last time. So Gifted, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
We can hear you. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm ready.
You said what? We're in the open mic portion.
Profanity.
Came back to you.
Is this good? Oh, okay.
Listen, you can do what you want. You was just eating. You was just tossing some salad. Let me stop. I'm joking. Anyway.
I was just joking. All right.
Don't pay me no mind. All right.
You
the mic is yours.
Thank you. I want to be loved, not fucked. Maybe one day you'll realize they're not synonymous. Give the forementioned and get the latter like never before. You see, I want to feel you inside of me, your lips, your tongue, and manhood, so deep that the aroma never leaves you or me. See, I try to forget you, but I swear each time I close my eyes, I feel you caressing my breath, taking each in the palm of your hand and nurturing like never before, like you have never been fed, suckling all over my body as if I was your very last meal. Gripping my thighs, pulling me closer, pounding heartbeats in the motion till ecstasy takes over and it wins. Long grinds become short strokes become long and fast, and it tickles. The hairs tickle your face and in your thighs. I hear my name, eyes rolling back, lips entangled, and slowly we do it all over again and again and again until it ends. And this is where the crossroads begin. What you do next determines what we just did. Cuddle me tender or leave me in a friend. Like I said, I want to be fucked, then loved, then fucked, then loved. Hell, they may not be synonymous, but they got to be distant cousins by marriage, because all I can think about is you and that feel of you inside of me, so deep. Peace.
Ooh.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, Miss
yes.
Gifted. Yes.
They are phenomenal.
Miss Sticky Situation.
Yes.
Yes.
The piece of fire.
Both in the same.
Yeah, fire.
Both in the same.
Yeah.
He said, I want to be fucked in love. It's like, and she said, you can cuddle me or go into a friend. I was like, can we give a round of applause for Gifted? Fresh off the horse and some salad. That was sexy. I wasn't ready.
No.
I'm gonna be honest. You know, I ain't got no reason to lie about nothing. I wasn't ready. I was like, shit.
Oh. All right.
I was like, I'm trying not to get myself in trouble. I was like, oh, let's start doing mom contracts. Nope, I'm not doing that. It's bad enough. I'm about to take a drink. God damn it. Okay, all right. I should know. So we're going to go over here to Lisa Lips. But fair warning, I'm going to go put my track shoes on and go in the corner already because I already know what the fuck is about to happen.
All right.
Get off. Excuse me. Chilling ass, yes. Anyway,
we know
what's going to happen. I'm just saying, I'm about to, about to run. I'm not even going to play. Lisa Lips, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. So, excuse me, good people, prepare to be pussitized. That's what happened. So I'm going to go in the corner and just wait this out. Y'all let me know what happens when I get back. All right. Lisa Lips, Mike is yours.
All right, this piece is called His Hand. Cocoa brown skin with a gentle touch, covered in coconut oil, placed on my back. The tenuous expanse of each paw works out every tension of life as he rubs away every care. Caressing my skin firmly as if it were his life's mission to take care of me. Slowly he moves from my shoulders to the curve of my waist,
being sure to leave relaxing warmth in his wake. Fingers wrap around my sides as the heels of his hands dig in to release tensions in my spine. Moving gracefully to the curve at the small of my back, he graciously kneads that spot on each side where he knows my resolve lives. Changing this moment from "let me relax you" to "let me fulfill your desire." Unconsciously, I sigh at the pleasures he gives, prompting him to lean in and kiss the back of my neck, the place that raises my desire. The heady scent of coconut mingles with his natural aura, and I am clay in the artist's hands. Kissing trails down my spine as hands travel the curves of my body. Then his arms encompass me, and I move on his command. Turning to face him, I see his desire shining in his eyes. My tiny hands caress his face as he claims my mouth. Kisses deep enough to drown in. As want flashes over to need, and I am powerless to resist him. His mouth tastes every inch of me as he finds his way from lip to lip, stopping only briefly to stroke my navel with his tongue. My back arches as his hands lift my hips, positioning me for ecstasy. A small chuckle escapes his chest as he anticipates my reaction to his next move. The heat of his mouth sends shivers through my body as he stretches himself prone to indulge in the nectar of my lotus flower. I consciously relax so to prolong the pleasure he gives. I have no intention of coming for him, but instead I allow him to bring me to him. His amazing control of my desire is his pleasure, and he rides my ebb and flow like an expert, anticipating the big swell on the horizon. I feel the surge tide and have no desire to control it. The wave consumes me as it washes over him and the language of lovers pours forth from us. He drinks me in as my hips roll through the ocean's waves. And in the wake of desire, he rises to take in the full view of contentment he has given me. Leaning in, he allows me the pleasure of sharing my nectar in his kiss as he wraps me in his arms. We tangle into configurations undefined by mathematical equation, only to begin again on our next journey to complete satisfaction, all because of his hands and lips, and you've just been serviced.
Ooh, that was ooh. I love that. Beat those hands. Those hands do it.
We tangle into configurations undefined by mathematical equations.
Ooh,
yeah. Just all kinds of positions and Lord.
Glory.
Okay, I'm back. What I miss? I was trying to duck that one. You know, I didn't want to get pussy tired before the show was over. I was trying to, I might have went to sleep or something. It's a very real joke around here. It's a very real joke. You gotta be all 50 to understand the joke.
No, baby. You ain't going to fall asleep for this one.
I'll fall asleep. Put you to sleep, goddammit. Anyway.
We got to sleep. Yeah. You're right about that one.
Y'all give it up for Lisa Liz.
Yes,
you just
Lisa,
in service.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, so, yeah. No, I wanted to ask you, Lisa. Lisa, if you service somebody, do you put a sign on their penis when you're done?
I don't have to. You know that I've been there.
Okay, you know, because you know how we put the wet, you know, slippery with wet, you know, clean up on aisle 69 signs. You know, we put those signs on. I mean, you know, on a flaccid penis, do you put a sign on it? You would just be like, you'd be like, you know, with Vic's set of lips, you'd be like, you've been serviced.
Oh.
Anyway.
I never thought about that.
Now you think about it.
Yes, I am. I'm going to have some sticky notes made up.
Yeah, that thought bubble now. I like that, though. You have been serviced. I like that statement.
That would really be helpful for a lot of people, too. You'd be like, well, nah, get out of here. You've been serviced already. You don't want to.
Wow.
There's no repeat service around here. Let me stop.
I've never put a sign, but I have had callbacks the next day going, what the hell did you do to me last night?
Listen. If you got cooch like that, you got to keep it to yourself. I got things to do.
You got things to do.
Time for all that. All right. Anyway, we're gonna return to one of our features. We're gonna start with you, Crystal Clear, and we're gonna work our way through. So, Crystal, do you have another piece?
Yes, and I'm going to forewarn you that this is the thrust that I was talking about.
Oh, shit. Oh, goddamn.
All right. This piece is called Submissive Plea. He wants to be my bitch. He wants to be controlled. He wants to know if it's true that I can take over a soul. He says that he can sense that I have a certain way about me. He says that he wants to experience it, so he pleads for my sexuality. But he is simply not my type, so I am short and quite contrite. I ignore him. He continues despite. He is relentless in his plight. He begs to be mine. He begs to be owned. He begs to be bounded. He begs to be boned. So one day I decided that I would scratch this man's itch. I bent his ass over and made him my bitch. Some unknown power came over me as he surrendered his sex to me. I felt his energy succumb to me as I released the dom in me. I spanked his ass. I pulled his hair. I gripped his hips and I fucked him there. Who's your mama? Who's your queen? Who's your superior? Who's your favorite human being? You are, he cried out as I wore his ass out. You are, he proclaimed, further eliminating any doubt. I fucked him fast, then I fucked him slow, then I fucked him hard just to let him know. He was really into it, and it turns out that I was not. But I told him to fall down to his knees and slapped his face with my fake cock. I basically made sport of him and enjoyed the gender switch. Once I finished, I kicked him out because that's how you treat a bitch. Now he will not let me be. He stays posted in my inbox, begging and pleading to come see me with my 9-inch latex cock. I'm a natural-born leader, so it's not a stretch to be a mistress or a dom, but I am not a beater. I'm a lover. That's where my energy comes from. For me, it was a lived-out fantasy. I am through, and I won't bend. It just does not fit my reality. I experience it, and that's the end. But every now and then, I may watch a flick and reminisce of how I had a dick
I'm out of the sub and made him come for a brief moment. I was Crystal, the Dawn. In peace.
Well, dang.
Oh, okay.
Talk about gender switching. Yes. It's the Dawn in me. It's the Dawn in me.
It's the Dawn
in
you.
Talk about gender switching.
She said, I put him out because that is how you treat us.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just okay.
You said Quiero Taco Bell. What?
I said Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
Okay. I mean, we do eat tacos over here, but goddamn. y'all give it up for Crystal Clear. You never have to worry about me. I'm never going over there by you. Anyway. To yourself. I'm just gonna say one thing that I love very much. Ovaries. Anyway, ovaries. Did I say ovaries? Ovaries. Yeah. Anyway, that being said, y'all give it up for Crystal. That was pretty amazing. We are all for the freedom and rocking out with your socks out.
Yep. Thank you.
I was like, man, this is dumb. All right, so let's hop back into the queue. We're gonna start out with Rare Epiphany.
Well, hello, y'all.
Bonjour.
Bonsoir. It's evening time.
Look, I'm just going to get out the way. Whatever you're going to do, you can do. I'm just going out. Okay. I don't even know what's going to happen. But
okay. I mean, you know, consent is beautiful. Remember, you asked for this.
Oh, shit.
I wonder if you heard your name somewhere in the quiet of your mind during the times I moaned it, screamed it, clutched it in my throat vice-like, did you hear it tremble in the air there next to you? I wonder, could you feel my breath like warm breeze ease past your lips or feel the grip of moist fingertips on your back, that familiar tingle in your spine, does it bind your thickness, make it rigid, bring you into my dreams? Does what unfolds on the screens of my imagination ever offer you an invitation in the middle of the day or night, like when I touch myself, melt into the memory of your kiss, miss your fingertips on my back, mimic the exact pressure of your hand on my throat? Does something in you know I am calling your name? Does a shiver grip your soul when I am here losing control, begging you to go deeper? In your sleep, does your heart race? Can you hear the faint trace of my whispered please when you relieve yourself? Does my memory help you climax? In fact, do you imagine me on bended knees ready to receive you between parted lips? North or south, the trip is the same, all willing wetness, all marked with your name, a refrain I sing in my dreams of you when I seek to soothe the hunger and the loneliness inside. Baby, I wondered if you heard your name somewhere in the quiet of your mind this time.
Oh. Oh, my God, Rare Epiphany. You just do it for me every time.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going to last through this damn show now. Shit.
The flow. Oh, my God. I felt it.
It's that smoky
yes,
tone.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the extra fucking wet edition. Welcome back. What the? What in the entire? Listen, I'm gonna need my drawers back because clearly don't get money. I need to get back over here with me. I give me my shit back. I need it.
Why'd you even wear drawers?
My ass is bare.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know why I did it. I thought I could make it through.
Come off
and then there was something. There was something that was happening. There was some macaroni sounds. I don't know what the fuck was going on. Some crazy shit. There was issues.
Oh my god.
There was some shit. God damn. Yeah. Flowers. Please. Showers. Showers.
That was off the hook. That was off the hook.
I took my balls up from the very first piece. Y'all just
right.
I think I threw them
over
here.
We talk about take your socks.
Yo,
that's
what. We took our drawers out.
For real, don't fire me. I'm just gonna say that. Don't fire me.
I felt that.
My feet up, all right.
You're fired. What the fuck are we going to do with this FCC shit, Bobby? I don't know. Should I do whatever I want?
I commend you, Mojave, though. You're the only man swinging in the room today. You hanging.
Listen. Nah, I ain't by myself now. There's a few other people up in here. Matter of fact, let's get some more flowers, some showers to Rare Epiphany, of course. Goddamn, macaroni sounds. Anyway,
I'm just going to say I felt that.
Come on, Rare.
I did.
Just read on that. But, you know, so what would you say, Miss Tony P?
Oh, I was saying I felt that. I felt the energy. I felt it.
Well, shit, me too. Me looking too. I was right along with you.
Yeah.
Right along with you. All right, so we ain't gonna make it no better. I heard incredibly good things and dope things about this next poet, and I understand that he does erotic things as well, and I heard he's really fucking dope, and I'm glad he came through. Even though I felt a little bit threatened because he said, "Yo, watch where I'm dripping my honey," I was like, "I wasn't intentional with it, brother," but I heard he's pretty slick with some words himself, Mr. Witz.
That was perfect timing. I literally just got off the road. Can you hear me? Can you
hear
me?
I hear you perfectly. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Perfectly.
I just stopped driving, so that was perfect. Perfect. Before I even start, I want to say everybody been a beast. I mean, the feet just been cutting up. The open micers, y'all acting a damn fool. So I know everybody naked up in here. So I ain't even gonna ask. you don't have no misunderstandings in the future. This piece is dedicated to Gifted. Cute face, that smile, them sex me eyes, days daydreaming me between your thighs. Start with a whisper in your ear and kiss on the cheek, and then I'll soak in wet bodies plastered in the sheets. From the moment we met and I caught your name, fair game, you bit, and our numbers changed. You had me, ma, even if I played the role. Hell, I long to make love to your mind, body, and soul. Therapeutic to the brain when I hear you speak. But can my tongue be key to unleash your inner freak? Then put your hands on yourself, tease your body for me, and show daddy that look if I want you on me. I want to see your hand in you. Juice dripping from you. I'll suck it from your fingers while you strengthen my talk to me. Tell I how you want them inside you. My pleasure face ensures you'll get all your entitled. As I push you back gently, your looks at doom. I'll grab you at the hips and pull you close to me, strumming your clitoris like a love harp. You grip the sheets up as if your nails were sharp. Ma, you ready for me to long spoon this pudding? I like to keep my sneaks on for better footing. Hope you don't mind. Your look says not at all as I slip in, searching for your back wall. You moan seductively through your lip folds, hugging me on the way out. Kitty control. Shit, I like that. Firm gripping them cheeks when I stroke. As I lean in, lick, suck, and kiss your throat. Making my way to your breast. Nipples fat like pinkies. Biting your lip. Join me. Tongue on the tip. Kinky, let's switch positions. I want to stand up in them. You got on all fours and arch your back like, get her, daddy. Parting your crack with thumbs as if she smiled at me. I'm about to fuck the farts out of this pool nanny. Putting that wrench work in like you had loose bolts. Got you electrified like 1,000 volts. Pulsating, my muscle got you tonsil jealous as I indulge in and out, ass clapping my pelvic area. Fistful of hair, I'm trying to fuck you beneath floor. You puck it up like, let me show you what I got knees for. So I threw that ass in the headlock and continued to poke her. Then stepped over your back, threw him over your shoulder, paced you on. Your mouth game's outrageous, almost contagious as your body language. I climbed back and hell, daddy got work to do. Drenching my thighs when the orgasm burst from you. So I smacked your ass upward. Yeah, I'm beating you now. You ask for another, no doubt. Hell, I love that sound. Ready to dick her down now, so I threw you on your side. While you like, let me get on top. Hell, it's my turn to ride. I lay down next to you, whatever you want to do. Candy stick in the air just waiting for you. Had a sweet tooth, deep throat naturally. Killed the craves, saddled up and straddled me. Palms on my chest. You had jockey rhythm. Areola dance like you mocked me with them. Punching your fun bags with my lips and tongue. Tarring you with the stroke until, oh, 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 I'm about to come. Say it again for me. Wow, that's melodious to me. Rolled the over, had me about to explode in the pussy. But she held me to her. Like, give it to me, daddy, yes. Had to climb about her like I ain't trying to come yet. But she took control, grabbing my pole. Throat emerged him. She was no need to fight. She was going to get that first one. I threw it like a fastball. You back catching me. Took it like an egg in a glass. Back in the kitchen, you shoved me. Told me take you for a spin around the house. Hell, I carried you out the room. Threw you over the couch. Left your ass on her arm. Camel toe poked out. Hell, I gave you that first round. Now your ass is out. Spank the lips of a widow. At times putting the head in. I want to feel you snug on me like a thigh in the legging. Let your pony be my cock ring. Love tapped her two tits. Got on her like a highway. Bypassed the uterus. At least it felt like it. Might have been that angle I stick. You know, that high position when applying the drop dick. Let's rearrange the living room, because we moving the furniture. And my manpower was a planned expenditure. So sit up on the stool. You stood and grabbed the wall. Said you rock climb. Am I going to catch you if you fall? Breast pressed against sheetrock. Your stance got me rocked. The pussy talking to me like she learned to beatbox. Tongue in a twat, thumb in the ass is the plan. No plate, no silverware. I'll eat it out the pot with my hand. Wet thumb, pushing through your asshole gently, got further to the knuckle. Oh, you anal friendly, huh? I like that. Exploring the back. And I ain't coming until you allow me to come back. That's that.
Lord.
Drip out of my brother right
there. Like,
do you
Jesus.
Hear me?
Right
there.
Do you hear me? Lord. I'm trying to find out how far my feet can go over the top of my head now. Cause I, Lord.
Okay.
Yep, I'm going to get
fucked
just like
right
that.
Yep. Wow. Nice.
So I see you came in here, Mr. Whitson, just came in and moved the furniture around real quick.
We moved all the furniture around.
Yeah.
I just moved it back in place. I mean,
It was already not all over the place. I think I just reshaped things.
You remodel, Lord.
To which you remind me of a friend. You'd be like, yo, I need you to watch my apartment for the weekend. Then you come back, your whole furniture set be in a whole different place. Be like, what was you doing in here?
Lord.
I think you should Scott.
Had a little company, man. You just had a little company, you know. Put everything back where I remembered it.
Yeah.
That's my nickname.
That is crazy.
Mr. Witch. Y'all give him a round. Y'all give him some flowers.
I'll accept that, but y'all ain't going to put it all on me. I heard some shit. I knew I had to come with my work. So I hear y'all leaving. Y'all cutting up.
Yeah.
Well, shit, you
I was on the road, so I didn't want y'all to hit my car in the back. Yeah, I appreciate the love.
Listen, it worked out. Thank you for coming. Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you for coming through. We're talking about our dripping honey.
Boomerang,
nigga,
my brother, boomerang.
You just rearranged furniture and shit.
Yeah.
You rearranged all the furniture.
That's what's
up. He's like, first time in here, he's like, fuck your couch.
Yeah, he can't. He like a demolition.
Oh man, not Rick James, not Rick James.
It was the fart out my pussy that he said.
Nah. Wow, that's good. All right, so we gonna move on. We gonna go to Zawina before we come back to Miss K Michelle. Zawina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
So, do you have? Let me sound like Left Pearl O'Neill for a second. Do you have something delicious for us this evening?
Delicious. Let's see if we can find delicious.
It's not like I'm going to go to Wits and be like, yo, you got something delicious. That don't sound too good.
Right.
But I am going to ask the next fella to come through. I'll be like, you got something to rearrange this goddamn furniture. Do you have something to rearrange? But
I love it.
For you, I'm going to ask you, Zawina, do you have something delicious for us this evening?
Yeah, I have something delicious for you.
Well, right. The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. When you kiss me, let the moonlight guide you. Find your way by your senses. Follow your bliss. Get drunk off the scent. Let your thirst guide you. I'm yearning to quench. Let the moon cut an obsidian curve at my throat. Run your tongue through my clavicle like a honeypot hole. Don't use your senses. It won't make sense. Where visual ends, eternal begins. Besides, you got me under your skin. Pheromones got every muscle standing at attention. We don't need inventions. Lead with your senses. Heed your intuitions. The last thing that this moment calls for is vision. When you kiss me, do it blindly. Let the heat of my wanting show you where it's warm. Let I be a comfort, pull you in from the storm. Let me take the pain away, leaving you calm. You don't need eyes to see what you want. Be led by the moonlight, get lost in my arms. Let go of what ails you inside of my palms. Uncover my glow like a night full of stars. Let form constellations, seek me in the dark. When you kiss me, do it. Let your hunger guide you. Use your lips, be it sweat or slip or lover spit. I am a ready pool of liquid for you. Be led by your thirst, baby. I've got the juice. I'm built for the impact, and I won't refuse. The rough and the carnal, I'll take the abuse. As you breathe in a guttural growl in my ear, and you hold both my wrists and my arms in the air. When you kiss me, do it artistically. Intricately display your desire for me. Lavish me with wet strokes, leaving me bone-soaked. You be Jackson Pollock, and I'll be a canvas. Let your imagination run the gambit from
from romantic to downright mannish. I want a verbal tongue lashing so thorough it hurts. Speak Spanish to my panties so thorough you burp. Lose yourself in the rhythm. Open your eyes. Look at me. Let's build in this moment. Delay its release. I'll grip your impatience with a velvety squeeze. In the dark, climb this peak with me till we're losing our minds. Let the moon be a voyeur as we come in and out of time. And that's that piece.
Did she say Spanish
to my panties so thorough you burn? That's the good
one. Yes.
Say that. Penetrate, gyrate, suffocate me.
Rapture my body into your high while our senses are floating in the sky. Enter the center of my titillating soul with slow, deep, intense thrust. Show me that you are the man. Make me want to be your servant, and I will submit to your commands. You see, I want you to fuck the hell that you can't even see out of me. For I bring the heat of hell into heaven's high while our heads are floating in the sky. I want you to take me from angel to demon, back to angel again, from thank you, Lord, to oh my God, why have you forsaken me? Back to rising again with all power in my hands. I want and I need you. You who can make me quiver from your touch. You who makes every aspect of my body blush. I want you. You who will love and caress my breast, forefinger grip, thumb rubbing, tongue licking, nipple orgasm. You who hits my walls from every angle until they fall, then build me up again, fingering that spot that causes me to explode undiscovered fountains within. Yet I want you who can have my back and take me forth, sliding in and out and in and out and in and out. Then let me lay you down and work your ground around and down and up and down. Can I pin your name inside of me? Then you flip me on my back, lift my legs to rest upon your strong, broad shoulders. Look into my eyes. Go in. Don't stop. Feel and partake of my squeeze and release. And my tighter squeeze and release. And my tightest squeeze, I feel you release as I take my last. And that's that piece.
Yeah, that needed to breathe for that second. Oh.
Fire.
Yes.
Heat.
Yeah.
Mahavi, are you still here?
Yeah, I ran out of cold press. I had to run to the corner store real quick. I had to go to the corner store to get some, because it ran out. The ice melted in my drink. I needed some more ice while I was at it, too. You know, I kind of, my mind just went someplace else because she used to hit my walls from every angle, and I just heard, you know, macaroni sounds. Anyway, that's just me. I don't know about nobody else. That's just the way I was feeling. You know, if you feel that way, you know, it's okay. You can share. You know, this is a safe space.
Not today.
My safe word. Going up in here.
What's the safe word again?
Yeah, and it's perfectly okay. If you know, like you said, like Witt said, if you're naked, everybody's naked. If you're naked now, it's okay. You know, you can proceed to put on your poochie monster.
Well, y'all left y'all clothes off before y'all came in.
I'm trying to tell you, Rob was left at the door.
I'm alone.
Everybody came in here straight out the shower.
They came in here.
Ooh, I can taste the water off the body.
They want the drip.
They want the drip.
They need to be a safe word.
Drip. This is straight up Gusher in here today.
Drip, drip.
You know. Does anyone have any more flowers for my K Michelle? Besides, she's over here hurting jaws.
I know she came without her halo tonight. You know, she's an angel, but tonight she put that halo in her purse.
My halo never leaves.
All right. Well, listen. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Right, so everybody who's listening, everybody who's streaming, everybody who's doing all the stuff, all the people who's streaming right now and then doing all the stuff, all right, listen, it is now 10:49, right, because daylight savings time happened, so you need to get your happy asses in here beforehand. The number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you want to participate. I have a hard cutoff date because it is a school night. I don't know about everybody else, but getting this kid up in the morning is difficult, and he's a big rusty butt. And I just discovered today he is basically closer to my size because he grew another 2 inches, and he caught up real quick. And he's on the side. So and pretty much y'all keep talking. I'm probably going to have to go make another person. Y'all got to stop. So y'all got to stop. So literally, we're going to move forward. We're going to go over here to Onyx H2O. Onyx, are you there?
I'm here.
All righty. All right. Do you have something delicious for us this evening?
A little something. Everybody's been doing their thing tonight. So my first order of business is to announce my pregnancy ahead of time. If I'm pregnant.
Congratulations.
Congrats. I got pregnant tonight. I appreciate y'all.
Sounds like a Maury episode.
My can of shell, before you do that poem again, we need to discuss a safe word, sis. Okay.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, so this poem is called Toronto Chill. If I gave you the opportunity to show me love differently, what would it be? You've been feeling me, trying to get me to see it ain't him for me. Now I'm listening. But you have a lady. Let me just say that I don't care, and as much as you like her, I know you take the chance to see what this Texas heat is about. So let's see. I know. I miss the snowstorm. Negative degrees. Still wondered how melting snow with you would have been. I know you too have imagined me beside you. Wanted me to tickle your dick then ride you. Till you erupt your volcano inside me. You know as well as I do. It sends chills in Toronto. Heard your goosebumps say, I'm a book that's light though. And you've been waiting for me to say the word, so let me say it. I want you to call her on video so I can show her how to treat you. She's been out of focus lately. Give her time to settle in. Let her take notes on how to shut you up the right way. With this grass skirt, your mouth full of breath, my name and your hum, I want her to watch because the best is yet to come. She'll envy this Toronto chill. Knowing it should have been hers, her pussy lips, tight grip around your tip. I want her to see how I free fall down that dick. It'll give her chills as she zones in on how your lips touch me, the way your tongue tastes me, the way you, 1, 2, 3, come all over me. I bet you'll focus on the way your pores pour for me. I bet you'll focus on the pitch of your voice when you sing for me, on key. I bet you'll book her flight. Find focus on those chills in Toronto. She'll want to find me in your throat to see if I linger there. I bet she'll focus in on how to love you correctly after this crash course of how not to lose a good thing. Courtesy of Toronto Chills.
Oh, my.
That was a true journey. I just want to say I want you to take offense to what I'm going to say right now.
Nigga, what you been doing?
What the fuck is this?
My
baby.
baby around a can.
Like this? Wait. When are we doing poems like this? When did this happen? Where was I at?
You see my hobby? She a different person from the other night, huh? You see?
She said she didn't come to play. She came to bring the heat.
Let's go hook up that shit. You got that light over there?
Listen, you just, it shows your whole ass. What? What's going on here?
I missed the whole thing. I had a fucking phone call come in.
Say, yo, I want a videotape so I can show her how to treat you. What?
I lost it. I don't even understand.
I have no idea what just happened. I don't know what's happening this evening. You Negroes is on one.
When we catch the playback, this shit need a playback.
Nah, this is definitely a playback. The best thing about this is it's on all platforms.
But
we on all platforms, so, you know. You gonna catch it. You can catch it on iTunes, iHeart, Caster, Speakerbox, Google Podcasts. It's all over there. So all this is on there. So if they talk about, yeah, we gonna listen to this nasty-ass part. Yeah, the honey drippers. Yeah, we say it's honey drippers.
Drip.
They talking
about. Okay, that's what's up. That's good info right there.
Drip.
I got you. Don't worry. We're going to hit people with the playback. But since we talk about drip, we're going to talk about when drip 22, class of 22, new drip. Ladies of Key, are you there?
I think she might have melted from Monica's phone.
He might have been. We'll come back.
Wait,
you
hear
Lady Zaki? Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay. I was like,
hold on. I will tell you that this is, I need a ghost pepper situation. I need the ghost pepper. So hit us with the ghost pepper.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to go to the corner and everything else. Ghost pepper.
Please stop it. Pepper. All right. Ha, ha, ha. Place your ass on a silver platter and serve it to me. Wrap your big thighs around my waist so I could feel the pressure of your pussy against my addiction. Running my tongue across your honey-coated, drenched with sweet, sprinkled lips. Breath heavy on my neck. Your collarbone I begin to kiss. Taking each of my hands, gripping your breast meat, leaning in the middle so that my tongue speaks to both of your nipples. Moving further south. My sweet breath caresses your stomach, trailing to the crease where your hip and pelvic bone come together. And your yoni is taunting me. Come meet me. Give me that fucking kitty. My lips kiss your inner thighs as I go from one to the other. Sweet moans drip from your lips. The tongue barely touch the folds of your flower. And I can do this shit for hours. Wrapping my arms around your thighs so that you don't run. Tongue dives in, wrist splash, I got that ass. You slowly let your hips move in a wavy motion. Up, down, back, forth. The pressure from my tongue got you about to ready to release me. Holding my head in place, vibrations from your waist, lungs dripping from the throat, without the little man in the boat, your pussy will fall. And the only pain that you will experience will be from the pressure of my tongue. Because that's what you get every day when you're fucking with me. fucking with me. That's what you get every day when you're fucking with me. Fucking with me. That's what you get every day when you fuck with me.
I gotta find my little black book. I ain't had none in the mess. Y'all just messing up my little.
Before I get into you have approximately, anybody within Sign My Voice to streaming, you have approximately 30 seconds to get in here before the Blog Talk Lady stops and stops you from streaming. The number is 319-527-6300. Make sure that you get in here. It's about to close off. Everybody who's in here now, in the sound of my voice, in 10 seconds you have to get in here, 319-527-6300. This is 50 Radio Universe. This is the Honey Dripper 2.0 Touch featuring Crystal Clear, Mike K. Nichelle, and Miss Tony B. Thank you. If you're listening within the sound of my voice, you have made it over into overtime. And, of course, this is the after dark version of everything else, but we got a hard cut off. So flowers for Miss Lockheed, because that was some ghost pepper shit, and that's what you get when you fucking with her, and that's what it is. And Shirley, you nasty, you know it, and we like it. Huh. Kudos.
Okay.
Yes.
Offended.
You're just nasty. Okay, I like that shit though. I like it.
That good nasty. That good nasty.
It's a good nasty though. It's a good nasty. All right. So somebody crept up in here. Area code 647. Who mass is speaking?
You know, it's pretty provocative.
Oh, snap! PPP!
Yeah.
You made it in, good brother. This is a provocative poet, also who's going to be our feature for Fly Speak Open Mic in April. PPP, pretty fucking dope-ass poet, came in here. Quiet, sitting here on the bottom, even though it's you. What's up, PPP?
Man, I'm good, man. Just studying all this dope poetry tonight. Getting inspired to write.
I like your name.
Well, listen here.
I ain't never heard of you, but I like your name. I'm trying to say right now.
I am intrigued, most definitely.
Listen. Get ready. PPP, the mic is yours. Please do us the honor.
All right, so this piece tonight is called Texas Heat. Stepping out into this Texas airport heat, our eyes finally meet. I grab your hand and kiss you sweet, pull you towards me deep. Poet, you look even more beautiful in person. I speak you, blush with knees weak from loving words I expel. Then you say, well, provocative. Let me take you to your hotel, your nipples beginning to swell, you're wet, and I could tell by the way you keep crossing your legs. I wonder later if I should make you beg, remembering all the flirty texts you said, but now you've led me to the parked car that wasn't far, and we get in. The short black dress you're rocking is boss. You imagine how you'll soon be able to get off. I stare at your skin soft as I cough. You say, sorry, my bad, and begin to drive, thinking you should have wore panties to protect your pride. Before long, my left hand is now on your right thigh. You think, oh my, why is my wetness no longer disguised? My fingers rise, playing their way up closer to your insides. You close your eyes just for a sec, but I say, focus on the ride, or I'll stop, my bride. You moan, yes, as the only reply. As I reach your wet flesh, two fingers waving high, as I bite your neck on the side, you lean towards me. I wonder how much time affords me. It doesn't matter. I want you to orgasm and scream. Come for me as you're horny. I slip two fingers past your drip while my thumb rubs your clit, and simultaneously I'm still placing a sock of your neck and shit. What the heck you say? Trying not to swear as much as you have now. Both hands on the wheel, trying to balance the feel, the orgasm you've built. The fingers like steel thrusting into your wheel. Fuck this. You pull over suddenly and stop. Babe, we're on an open highway. You say, would you just shut up? You hop over and straddle me. Dominantly, you handle me, pulling me out of my pants rock hard. Oh, no signs of romance, just desire. You adjust your hips higher above me, then lower onto my length. Every inch you pass, stopping your breath. Both hands now on my shoulders, holding on to my strength. For the power that's left your body, nasty, has passed naughty. Your screams sound like a murder call. Now you're bouncing on me like your exercise ball, and hardly aware that we're in an open atmosphere. The car has become our inner sanctum, and about to burst and curse. As your ass cheats, I spank him. I grab your butt and start thrusting up for you to take a break, but you start to come and slam down on me and shake, collapsing on my lap, breathing faster. Feel you contract around my dick like your pussy's involuntarily sucking it shit. You laugh and say, sorry, I came so fast. It's been so long. I needed that. Run my fingers through your hair and pull a bunch till your head snaps back. I suck you on your neck and throb inside you as you gasp. I promise you, when we finally check in, it will be time for me to slowly check you out. I plan to make slow love to your body, then fuck your fantasies till you shout.
Yes!
Yes.
Go!
Yes!
I got one question.
Be like that sometimes.
I've done that before. Shit.
All I can do is breathe.
You had a line in there. Did you say that the punani, that it was like your punani was sucking the? Is that what you said? Punani was sucking the.
Yeah, pussy's involuntarily sucking. Yeah.
Yeah, say that part again. Just add that part.
So slam down on me and shake, collapsing on my lap, breathing fast. I feel you contract around my dick like your pussy's involuntarily sucking it and shit. That's how.
That's how you call the condom off.
Yes.
That's how you call that condom off. You don't want to do that too many times. Okay.
Ooh,
Lord.
I'm pregnant with twins.
Good people, me, pretty provocative poet. This is pretty provocative.
How
you doing? People.
Let's go, 3P.
Oh, yeah.
Texas.
Hello.
Thank you. Blessings.
I am more intrigued now than ever.
I was mad. Lisa's like, I've done that on the highway.
I have. I ain't even gonna lie. In the middle of a snowstorm.
Oh yeah.
Y'all ain't right. Yeah. This happened to me on Clubhouse last night. I gotta go to sleep tonight by my damn self. Y'all sitting up here doing all this.
I'm right with you. Okay.
Hey, man,
I'm with you over here. Y'all in the club. Mm. Mm.
Well, it's okay.
Y'all
can
get some flowers.
Yes.
Have flowers. The pretty provocative poet. Please and thank you.
I don't
know
where
the hell he is. I can never breathe and hope my batteries is charged for the night.
Let's go.
I feel bad for everybody who missed this shit tonight. So if you missed it, catch a replay. PPP, that shit was fucking dope.
Yeah. Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro. And I just want to say shout out to my twin, Crystal Clear, and Kendra. You killed it. Onyx, you were fire. Bless you.
Oh,
thank you.
That's what's up.
So much.
Well, hopefully they'll come back and support you for Fly Speak.
Of course.
We are not as active as Fly Speak, but if it goes there,
most definitely.
You know, if it goes there, we let it go there. So.
Okay.
But it's cool. So Miss Tony B.
Yes.
Are you ready? All right. Well,
come
through with the come through. Come on with the come on.
Come on with the come on. I'm sitting here, glancing across the room, having all sorts of sticky thoughts, picturing how warm those lips will feel, pressed against my soft, pulsating honey pot. The flavor is tasty. Wonder, do you see me gazing away? Do you have any idea of what I'm thinking? If you did, you'll be doing more than just mouthing at me. My imagination is sucking me like crazy. I need another glass. Something about the way his lips move when he speaks to me, as if calling my inner being, floating on clouds, swimming in a river of fiery pleasure within, finding myself centered with his face, my hands around his hair, diving deeper, got me feeling weak in the knees, body pleading, don't stop, tingling from the inside, lightheaded, my world is spinning, I can't stop, the taste of him, I want more. Glass in one hand, blunt in the other. He's laid back down. I get high on him. Eyes close slowly, grind deeper. With each consuming inch, he gasps with intense pleasure. In a natural blue, liquid gold and sativa. Cloud in my mind, like a delicious wave of fire, my lips on his neck, with each stroke I glide, he smells good, deep musk and vanilla, crowd in my senses, stimulating a tantalizing thrill, as my tongue traces the sweat down his chest, I feel his hands mapping out deep, up and down the crease of my back. My body reacts to tunes being played. Our bodies intertwine as we dance to the rhythmic motion. The orchestra being played inside. We dance. Body is speaking to me now. He's going to explode. But faster, slower, make your ass right there, deeper, yeah, you ready, release, sip, damn, blame it on the mirror, and that's my piece.
What a way to end the features. Yes, ma'am.
Did you say blame it on the moon?
Wow.
That too. But blame it on the murder. I'm a lightweight.
Not after tonight. You're getting hard.
Yeah.
yeah, that was pretty arousing. Wet. yeah. I'll clean up on aisle 59 on this one. Down here in our water shoes and to get on down the aisle. That's what's going to happen. That's that was filthy. Anyway, I'm telling you, if y'all with these sultry ass voices, y'all gonna be sitting there reading the back. You know, I'm telling you, if you read the back of a macaroni box, somebody's gonna get off.
You know.
You gotta give them some with a long list of ingredients.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would make it. I don't know if I was going to make it. All right. We right near the time. Anyway, I was told I didn't do anything, so the people's mad at me. So I was in it happening in the back channel. So I'm going to do this piece, and then we're going to end it. But before we get to that, Van's not here to talk about what's happening in Epiphany Land, which is going on tomorrow. But I'm going to ask La Perla Negra, because that's as far as we can go. So La Perla Negra, what's happening in the Love Zone tomorrow? 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central. 7 p.m. Mountain and 6 p.m. West Coast. What's going on in Love? You know,
I'm the topic is actually still up in the air, but I'm pretty sure whatever we come up with, y'all gonna love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday tomorrow night at 9 and get caught up in the Love Zone. I'm thinking about maybe what are your favorite sheets to be in between? Maybe. I don't know.
Don't be talking all sexy and shit.
That nighttime voice on. That late night.
I know you ain't talking to you with your sister. Y'all should sound like black satin and silk.
No, but no, I just sound normal. I don't sound like you guys. Y'all kind of like sound sick.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just popping it up.
Yeah.
Like I said, black satin and silky
brown. I won't hear a damn thing. I bet you walk up and you'd be like, yo, you going to go pump my gas? What the hell fuck you up?
I might try to do that. Yeah.
He's like, do you want to do my laundry?
Well, you're
like,
come on. I need you to come on back here to I need you to recycle these bottles for me.
Be in the market. Excuse me. Do you work here? Could you get that box right up there for me, please? They ain't going to say nothing. They just going to do it like a robot.
Right.
They just going to do it. They going to lose all ways of speaking and everything. Just do it. And just smile at you. They ain't going to say, here you go, man. They're just going to smile and hit the seat like,
yes, sir, right there. Right there, please. Thank you.
Oh, see, she sounds like she's giving directions while he is smiling.
All the way in the back, please. No, all
right.
The way in the back. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Let me get in here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And I'm here by myself. Oh, my goodness.
You and me, too.
I'm just hopping in here real quick. That's just what happened. That's it.
You know, pretty much. I'm just gonna talk shit because it's my podcast. To the people who keep imitating me trying to do the shit, it doesn't work. Stop trying. It doesn't work. You know, there's nothing to do with nobody on this podcast. No God. But there's a certain person. Oh, my God. Whoever did that thing,
Let me clarify myself. All right. If you're in Clubhouse, and you just started playing music with your peers and trying to read erotic, we know that you're imitating me. It's fun. Thank you. I'm impressed. No, I'm not. Anyway. No, I'm not. But
they say imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Absolutely.
It's flattery if it's done right.
Do. Just the effort.
This is my one time. Listen, I'm gonna be one one time. I'm gonna be an asshole. Just one time. And I call this.
I'm taking all your devices after this show.
You know it's gonna get to them, chances are they'll probably listen to your playback and be like, "Oh, that nigga."
Bernard, are you going to bless us with the peace at some point? I'm just saying.
Right, trying to escape, right? Exactly.
I'm gonna do the peace. I'm gonna do the piece right now. I'm gonna do the piece. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. I confess. Mm-hmm. I love making that nigga mad. Him for not knowing the way that you smile, the way that you do, I confess. That the sound of your voice activates my libidinous lechery. My demonous debauchery makes blood rush into places unseen. I confess. I dream of you, the way I would put my mouth on you to the south of you, look for the moisture to feed my thirst, suckle what rivers you have to offer so that you would be pleasured first. I confess that I want you, like parched earth needs rain, like moon and sun and a day and night to explain, like how your saliva is arousal applied to my skin because it causes me to harden as I dig in your garden. Planting what will surely be a plan for the future. I come around, sticking with the sound of quiet, a riot under my waist, imagining what it would be if you took a taste. I know that you would not fall in making me come till your lips are overrun, never failing to lick up every drop. How you wouldn't stop until my breath is leaving me. You seizing me. You seizing me, emptying my well, you drinking from my cup. I confess that I don't ever want to get married again, but for you, I will still love you like the first time I ever saw your face, like the first time you ever granted me a grace. I keep you in the secret place, and he doesn't have to know, but that motherfucker would know from your glow. Knowing you got loving from the soul, I confess that you might like yoni something for me, how we talk ecstasy, past memory, and you masturbating for me. Let me lick your fingers after you've touched yourself. Let me sample your passion, see what it feels like, real like precipitation, the sensation of sitting close enough to smell you. Let your sweet scent set my mind till you become emotion and grind. I confess that I can tell when you talk. I could tell when you touch yourself. I feel your warmth and love that you feel safe, how the tone of your opening speaks to the rediscovery of your inner femininity. The access of this divinity and strength, the belief in yourself, your lucid lavishness, how you feel desire, that you feel complete with love, gates with hearts open beyond your expectation, removing the plateau that you were standing on, I confess. And when you touch yourself at the thought of me, how these words kiss your soul, much like my mouth substance suckles your clit. It is a connection that keeps this ecstasy lit, how we move in tandem like synchronized swimmers. The poetry in our motion is a passionate devotion that speaks of how we move into each other. This wetness overflow as I see the glistening goodness and how your tongue slips to the side of your beautiful desirous lips, pleasure marionetting the ticks on your face, me in the gleam of your eye, the thought of me causing her release, that taste that gives my horny peace, feeds him, satisfies, purifies the carnal congress, pressing stir into relations, relegating us into rest. I confess. I confess. I confess.